This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Colombia's president, Álvaro Uribe, is struggling to recover lost momentum after a series of political setbacks. Uribe was elected last year after promising to crack down on Colombian armed insurgents. He's tried that, but many Colombians worry that he doesn't have the political or financial resources to maintain the military offensive. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Bogota.
On Saturday night, someone threw two grenades into crowded sidewalk restaurants in Bogota's wealthy Zona Rosa district. The attack killed a young woman and injured about 70 people. Edith Bejarano was one of the patrons in the restaurant. She escaped injury and took refuge inside a nearby hotel lobby. In a tone of resignation, she said there was no doubt who was responsible.
Guerrilla. Es la primera. La primera y la única.
It's the guerrillas. They're the first and only suspect, she says. That's what the police think, too. They arrested a man who was caught leaving the scene and who's now accused of being an agent of the Marxist-oriented Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Colombians assume attacks like this are part of the FARC's so-called urban offensive, a terror campaign to retaliate for the government's stepped-up attacks on them in the countryside. The FARC doesn't traditionally operate in big cities, and some Colombians see such attacks as a sign of the FARC's desperation. President Uribe interpreted the attack as confirmation that his strategy is the right one.
Aquí lo que tenemos que hacer es fortalecernos en el dolor.
We must strengthen ourselves in our pain. I ask God to give us the strength and perseverance to defeat these violent groups. It's the only path our country has, Uribe said. Uribe may have the resolve, but Colombians are beginning to express doubts about some of his methods. Last month, voters defeated an ambitious government reform referendum that Uribe was counting on to free up more money for the military buildup. Soon after, his defense and interior ministers quit, along with several military commanders. Former Senator Juan Manuel Ospina calls the experience a reality check for the president.
Las elecciones pasadas en Colombia fueron un golpe muy duro al Uribe mesiánico.
These past elections dealt a hard blow to the messianic side of Uribe, and it was a wake-up call to his political side, which is finally coming back to earth.
The ministers who resigned were seen as too belligerent. They antagonized the military brass running the war, and they alienated the members of Congress raising the money to pay for it. Uribe has replaced them with more conciliatory figures, some recruited from the business world and who don't have obvious political ambitions. But Ospina says it will be difficult for the new ministers to keep up the flow of money and soldiers unless the government finally captures or kills one of the FARC's leaders. And Ospina says that's why the FARC is playing it safe right now, sticking to remote areas and avoiding major offensives.
The FARC is well aware that governments reach a maximum limit of offensive capacity, especially when they fail to deliver the forceful blow against the guerrillas that the administration promised to the country. Keep in mind that Uribe was basically elected to combat the FARC.
As the government struggles with mounting foreign debt and a slow economy, Ospina says the FARC is betting that Uribe's political capital will run out soon. At the moment, most Colombians in the big cities still seem to support the president's overall strategy. The morning after the grenade attack, restaurant owner Bernie Silverwasser watched his employees wash the blood from the chairs and replace shattered bricks. He, like Uribe, sees only one option for Colombia.
We have to face it now. We're in the middle of a war against terrorists, and we have to face it and win it.
These days, very few Colombians talk about going back to the negotiating table with the FARC, especially after the angry breakdown of peace talks last year. But given the FARC's shadowy tactics and steady supply of drug money, even fewer Colombians believe in the possibility of an outright military victory either. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.